Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to this new edition of the LWIM podcast. This is your host once again, Gio, and I'm glad that you are able to listen to these series of podcasts, which we offer on our website freely, LWIM.org. LWIM.org is the web address, and I invite you to download all of the previous podcasts that we have put out during the weeks. And we put a lot of valuable information in these audio files so that you may be informed of the truth and find out what is going on in the world today, which is absolutely relevant to you. And download these, share these with your friends, I'm pretty sure, and your family members. They want to hear the truth of the matter. That's part of our creed here. Absolute truth in a world full of uncertainty and lies. We try to cut through that because Jesus very explicitly tells us in the Gospels that if we know the truth, that the same will set us free. Now, on this edition, I want to talk to you a little bit about my post-Super Bowl thoughts. I was, for those of you that might be asking, I was rooting for the Packers. My father is a longtime childhood Packer fan, and I was absolutely glad and am very happy for Aaron Rodgers, for Clay Matthews, and the rest of the gang for winning it, bringing the Lombardi Trophy back to Wisconsin where it belongs. And I myself am a Miami Dolphin fan. I have been since the Dan Marino days. But I was happy to see them, and I was rooting for the Packers, and I was very glad to see them come on top. It was a hard-fought game, an excellent Super Bowl, and I'm pretty sure that the ratings were high for this. But before all of this transpired, before the Super Bowl happened, there was a bit of controversy that wasn't covered much by the news. And it had to do with a certain commercial that was not aired, but rather was rejected by Fox. There was an organization that put together a 30-second spot for the Super Bowl. And in essence, the website is lookup316.com. Lookup316.com. And what this website does is that they put a commercial together where we see a group of friends watching the game, and the quarterback gets sacked, and they get all excited because they were rooting for the team that was on defense on that occasion. And when the camera closes up on the individual's face, you see that he has eye black on. And on the eye black, it says John 3:16. And we see that the two protagonists of this commercial are looking at each other and say, "What is John 3:16?" And he says, "Well, I've seen it before. Let me look it up." And you see the person, one of the people, pull up his cell phone to look it up. And then it says lookup316.com. And in essence, this website is a very simple website which dedicates itself to promoting the gospel of Jesus Christ. So this organization submits this commercial to Fox, and they rejected it because they said that it has religious content and therefore it cannot be aired because it would be extremely controversial and offensive to some. Now, I'm not quoting anyone, but this is pretty much the vernacular that has been used by many in Hollywood, on the radio, on the TV, and through basically the communications outlets to try to repress, suppress any mention of Jesus, any mention of God, the true God, any mention of the Bible from the airwaves. And the way that I see it is that a lot of people have also said, well, at the same time, Fox rejected, for example, a commercial that was placed or was submitted by a website which dedicates itself to promoting infidelity. It's a website that matches adulterous individuals with other adulterous individuals, and they rejected that. And my father, we were having a conversation the other day, and he made a very astute observation. Fox, in essence, has placed or given the same position to the commercial of John 3:16, and they have given it the same level or the same, value that they have given the pro-infidelity ad. In essence, they're on the same level. They're worth the same thing. That is absurd. It's offensive. It's blasphemous comparing one with the other. Really think about this for a second. What is so, and by the way, this organization was not asking for a free ride. They actually had the money to pay for the 30-second spot. And remember, these spots are not cheap. Come Super Bowl Sunday, we're talking about millions of dollars. If I'm not mistaken, a couple of years back, I don't know what it cost this year, But I remember a couple of years back, the television station was asking for, I think it was $1.5 million for a 30-second spot, one 30-second spot through a span of, what, 3-4 hours? A lot of times these commercials don't get replayed because people have, organizations and companies have bought so much time for the air. This is, they just wanted a 30-second spot, and they had the money, and they were going to pay for it, and Fox said, no, we can't place it because it's offensive. Where have we gotten to? Where have we arrived at as a society when now we're even rejecting the very principles, the very core values that got us here as a nation? These are the founding building blocks for our nation, the United States of America. We are all endowed with certain unalienable rights. They are given to us by our creator, by the supreme judge of the universe. This is what our Declaration of Independence states. And many of our founding fathers have stated openly, and it is on record, that this United States was founded with Christian principles. Okay? So we've come to such a degree now where now we are rejecting what gave us and opened the door for us to have the freedom that we enjoyed. And now everything that the prophet Isaiah stated is coming to fulfillment, that they would call evil good and good evil. I was watching some of the commercials in the Super Bowl, and I was noticing that there were two specific commercials that featured the rapper Eminem. And as I watched these commercials, the only thing that came to my mind was, how is it that we as a society have come to glorify and exalt and push on others what is wrong, what is evil? Eminem is an individual that out of every 10 words that he pronounces, 8 of them are foul and they are meant to offend. And yet we have this guy on commercials. I don't know who comes up with this stuff. We have this guy on commercials promoting certain products. And on one of them, as a matter of fact, I think it was for an energy drink, he says that there's a couple of demands that I make, and one of them is that I have hot chicks. These are people, these are daughters of men, for crying out loud, that we're speaking of here. No, I want hot chicks. This is the example that we're leaving for this generation? This is the type of person that we want out there as a role model for our children? And yet we promote Eminem, whose lyrics are foul, anti-biblical, against everything that is good and moral and pure, and yet we can't place a 30-second ad on the air that simply states, look up John 3:16, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, so that whoever believeth in him shall not perish but have everlasting life. Have we degenerated that much as a society? I hope that you, as a person who watched the Super Bowl, and you as a young Christian, will continue to stand for truth. We live in a generation that is now more than ever reverting, going back to the vile ways of sinfulness, lawlessness. And you have to be a light. Jesus tells us on the Sermon on the Mount in Matthew chapter 5, 6, and 7 that we must be the salt and the light of the world. That if that salt were to become no good, it's only good to be trampled upon by men. So we must be a light. We must be a light to the world. We must be salt to the world. Make sure to share the gospel with your friends. They need to hear the good news that is contained in John 3:16. So even though the world and business executives might state this is too offensive for people, even though they might be offended, they need to hear it. By the way, you saying that for God so loved the world is part of your constitutional right to free speech. It's in the First Amendment. Look it up. Anyways, that's all the time I have left for this edition of the LWIM podcast. I hope that if you are in the Miami vicinity, you would pay us a visit. 3175 Southwest 25th Street in Miami, and we conduct our meetings every single Friday at 8 p.m. Visit our website, lwim.org. A lot of goodies, a lot of downloadable material, a lot of messages that are good for your spiritual edification. Remember, download these. They're absolutely free. We don't sell these things. That's not our style. The gospel is meant to be given freely. That's the way it is, and that's the way we like it. That is our style. Until the next time, may the Lord shine his face upon you. God bless you.